This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash Talk with TK. I'm your host, TK Tom Kelly, with you for another Eagles Day After Game edition of the podcast. As the Eagles win again, they win their 10th game in a row. They are now 12-2 on the season after a 27-13 beatdown of the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. And you look at the final score, 27-13, you'd think, okay, two touchdowns, good margin of victory for the Eagles. This game really wasn't even that close. I mean, this was a game that the Eagles dominated on both sides of the football, really from start to finish. I mean, the Steelers had a couple drives really at the end of the first half. 10 of their 13 points of this game come in the last, what, 3-4 minutes of the first half. The other 3 points really gifted to the Eagles on a Cooper DeJean fumbled punt early in the game. And you look throughout this winning streak here, and one of the things that's been pointed to a little bit is the strength of schedule, the fact that, hey, they're not beating the best of teams week in, week out. That's a really good Steelers team. I mean, that's a team that's one of the best in the AFC, could potentially win the AFC North. They have a huge game coming up next week with Baltimore next Saturday. And we know what the Steelers' identity is. They are supposed to be physical. They are a team that is going to out-tough you. It felt like they were trying to do that at the beginning of the game yesterday. It got chippy. The play in the end zone, which was, I mean, let's face it, the Eagles got kind of fortunate on that call. Probably should have been offsetting penalties. Instead, two personal foul calls go against the Steelers. But they couldn't out-physical the Eagles in this game. And that's one of the biggest things, is this team has totally changed their identity from where they were at the beginning of the year. And I keep thinking back to that Tampa Bay game in week four. And it is astonishing to me how much this football team has changed over the last 10 weeks. Where you remember that game, and it feels at this point kind of like a distant memory. I mean, way back in week four, we're talking about late September at that point. To put this in perspective, the Phillies-Mets series hadn't even started yet at that point. And you look at where this team was then and how they looked in that game, specifically defensively, couldn't make a tackle, couldn't get off the field, couldn't get to the quarterback, Baker Mayfield completely carving them up. And you fast forward to 10 weeks, this continues to be the best defense in football. And we'll get to the offense in a second here, because obviously that's a big story coming out of this game. But you can't neglect to look at this defense, where you almost expect it at this point, but again, they give up 13 points. Pittsburgh really able to do very little. And again, aside from really one drive where they went 11 plays, 70 yards, the Steelers couldn't do much of anything. The two field goals, one of them they start in the red zone, the other one they start on the Eagles 45 at the end of the half. So you're pretty much in a field position situation there. We're giving up three is almost like the best case scenario. And this defense is dominant. And I didn't see it coming. They're so good up front. They're so good against the run. I mean, that's a Pittsburgh Steelers team that kind of thrives off running the football. I mean, it's a lot of what you've seen the Steelers do in the past, and also a lot of what Russell Wilson did in Seattle, where they're a team that, with Russell Wilson, is looking to run the ball. And then, you know, we've seen it for years with Russ in Seattle. They'll run play action off that. They'll take their shots down the field. They'll look for the tight end Freiermuth over the middle. And they had a little bit of success, but not much. And again, man, the defense continues to just amaze me. Week in, week out, they're the best defense in football. And another just tremendous outing from the defense yesterday. And I know, like, that won't get talked about a ton today, because we are so focused on the offense. That's where the storylines are this week. But the defense with another incredible performance. And the Steelers only run 11 plays in the second half of this game. And we'll get to some of the coaching decisions later on, because, hey, I'm a big fan of Mike Tomlin. I thought Mike Tomlin was pretty horrendous yesterday, including one of his decisions specifically in the fourth quarter. So the Eagles defense, tremendous, tremendous performance from them. Now, let's get to the offense, because that's where a lot of the discussion was centered around this week. And hey, I was very much on the side going into this. And I said it Sunday morning when I was on with Al Morgani. I said it Friday morning when I was in for Joe DeCamera hosting the morning show, is that I wanted to see the Eagles and Jalen Hurts specifically in this game have more success throwing the football. Because I've had questions all year. I mean, aside from a few games, and I really point to the Cincinnati game, I'd say the Jacksonville game, Jalen was pretty good through the air in that one as well. And even the Rams game, I mean, he didn't throw for a ton of yards in that game, but I thought he was really efficient. But a lot of this season, I feel like we've seen the Eagles almost over-rely on the running game and over-rely on Saquon Barkley. And one of the things we've discussed is this a sustainable way to win a Super Bowl? I personally think at some point you're going to need to throw the ball downfield. And I wanted to see this team demonstrate that they could do it. Because, you know, we can say, oh, well, you know, they'll be fine. They have these great receivers. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. They'll figure it out. They'll be able to do it when they need to. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see them be able to do it, because I, just watching Jalen this year, he has looked to me like he has regressed as a passer. He has not looked like the same passer he was the last couple years. Held the ball too long, all that stuff. Jalen Hurts was really good yesterday. And that was so critical to see for this team moving forward. Because I do think they need to be more balanced. I do think they need more of a passing game. And more than anything, it's not about run versus pass. I think we focus so much on that. Oh, they need to throw the ball more to have a more balanced offense. That's not really the way I look at it. The way I look at it is get your best players involved in the football game. And yes, Saquon Barkley is a great player. We all know about the greatness of Saquon. He's incredible. But you know who else is incredible? A.J. Brown. You know who else a really good wide receiver? Devontae Smith. And to me, like, the frustrating part has been over the course of the last few weeks, especially here, those guys just have not been involved in the offense. And you need to get your best players the football. You need to involve them in the offense. Because, number one, what it's going to do eventually, didn't really manifest itself yesterday because the Eagles were having so much success through the air. And Pittsburgh was doing a pretty nice job on the ground. But it's just going to make things so much easier for Saquon. Like, if you can establish a down-the-field passing game, if you can start getting the ball more in AJ's hands, who is one of the most dominant receivers in the NFL, especially after he catches that football, because he's so big, he's so powerful, he's so difficult to bring down. You can get Devontae Smith the ball. You can create those plays. And yesterday was, I thought, such a a good Devontae Smith game, where he's so good at catching those, you know, intermediate passing routes, so catching at the 8 to 10 yard marker, and he'll turn that into a 20 yard gain just because of his quickness, his speed. He's able to slip through defenders. I think he's actually underrated when it comes to his yards after contact as well, where he'll get hit, he can at least get forward for another 3 to 5 yards, and a few times he did that yesterday, whether it turned into picking up a first down on that play or setting the Eagles up for a third or fourth and short to do the tush push. I thought Devontae Smith was tremendous yesterday, and that's really the biggest thing, and that's been the most frustrating part for me as a fan, is just get your best players the football. Like, you need to involve those guys. And I, watching the games, and I'm not watching, you know, grinding the tape every single week meticulously here, but it's from watching the games and also listening to people I trust and people who do that stuff and watch this stuff very closely, is I don't think this really was a Kellen Moore issue. I think this was more a Jalen Hurts issue, whether he was gun-shy about pulling the trigger, whether he was worried about turning the ball over, not taking the shots downfield when they were there. And he needs to do that. Like, he needs to do it. And the fact that he was able to do that yesterday, he was so accurate. He was seeing things well. He was getting the ball out. And I think that's the biggest thing for Jalen in the passing game, is when Jalen Hurts is playing in rhythm, and Tom Brady talked about this after the game when he was interviewing Jalen, is that Jalen's at his best when he's getting the ball out and really, you know, playing within rhythm and within a flow. Because when Jalen holds the ball for a long time, usually good things don't happen in those situations. And I thought he did a much better job yesterday, especially on the or in the early parts of the game, the first drive especially, getting the ball out, getting it to where it needs to go. And you know, when I watch this team, and I know, you know, some people will look at it as criticism, and the Eagles might look at it as criticism. And you know what I say to them? Like, if they don't like the questions that I have, or people at WIP have, or people in the media about the passing game, and they need to use that as a rallying cry, great. I mean, that's whatever you need to do. I don't care. Like, I just want the team to win. So whatever they need to do, and if Jalen looks at it and he hears the criticism and he hears the questions about the passing game and says, whatever, you know, screw these guys, I'm going to go show them, that's awesome. Like, that's the kind of stuff that the great players need to have. Like, that's, you watch The Last Dance. Michael Jordan would take any of the smallest slight and make it into, you know, this thing that he had to prove people wrong. It's what the great players do. Tom Brady, who held on to being a 7th-round draft pick or 6th-round draft pick his entire career and would never let that chip off his shoulder. And if that's what Jalen needs, and that's what this team needs, ultimately, to, you know, take their game to the next level, that's tremendous. Like, whatever you need to do, you do it. And Jalen certainly responded this week. He responded, he played great. And I look at this team, man, and my biggest question this year has been Jalen. It has been. I just don't think he has played to the level.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Throwing the football that you're eventually going to need him to. Now, the question is that by choice? Is that by just game plan? Or is that because of ability? And I think those questions were fair. Again, I know Jalen probably disagrees. I know a lot of people probably disagree. I think those questions are fair. But it's really this simple. Like, this team is tremendous. Talk about defense, they're incredible. You look at the talent with Saquon, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You look at this offensive line, once again, continues to be one of the best units in the league. I'll say this right now. If Jalen Hurts plays the way he played yesterday in the playoffs, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I look at all these other teams in the league. Nobody's as complete as the Eagles are. You look at Detroit yesterday. That Detroit team is really falling apart defensively. Aiden Hutchinson, that loss was a killer for them defensively. He's their best player. He's essentially their Jalen Carter. And losing him was a disaster for them. You look at yesterday, they lose Aleem McNeil, another one of their better defensive linemen. He's now out for the year. Carlton Davis, one of their starting corners, gets banged up. Who knows when he's going to be back? That defense is falling apart, and they gave up 48 to Josh Allen and the Bills yesterday. You look at some of these other teams. Buffalo, for example, if you were to see them way down the road, Buffalo just gave up 40-plus points in consecutive weeks. You know, that is a team that's got defensive issues. Just watching the Chiefs, you can tell the Chiefs have not been right all year long completely. You look at Baltimore, you look at Pittsburgh, the Eagles just beat both those teams and beat both those teams rather convincingly. So I look around at the landscape of the league, and something we'll get into when I'm on WIP this week on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then Friday night, is the team that scares you the most. Probably for me at this point, it would be the Packers, mainly because of the way Jordan Love is playing. I mean, Jordan Love is playing at a pretty high level right now. He played a great game in Seattle last night, and a really impressive win for Green Bay to go in there and dominate the Seahawks in Seattle, which we know is a tough place to play. But they're not as good as the Eagles. And I look at this team. If Jalen plays like that, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I have very little doubt in my mind that they're going to get it done if he plays that way. And I wanted to see him play that way. I know it wasn't as important to everybody. It was important to me to see Jalen Hurts go out and play the way that he played and perform the way that he performed. And probably his best game of the year. The other game that I'd say he played similarly well was the Cincinnati game. But when you look at the strength of competition here, because we didn't know at the time how bad that Bengals defense is. I mean, that's one of the worst defenses I have ever seen. They can't get stops. They struggle week in, week out. That Pittsburgh defense is a legit defense. I mean, they are really good. TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, these guys are difference-making players. Guys on the back end, Joey Porter Jr., a really good young player. Minka Fitzpatrick, a guy who's been an all-pro in the past. And the Eagles just did whatever they wanted in the passing game yesterday. And again, if Jalen plays that way, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And before we wrap up here, because we talk about the talent, we talk about the team, I'll sound like a broken record on this one. How you can't give Nick Sirianni enough credit for what he has done here. And I would say, of all the people in the organization, I'm happiest for Nick Sirianni. because he was facing a lot of criticism. I was criticizing him heavily after the Cleveland game. Had the stuff where he's getting into it with the fans, bringing the kids to the press conference, all that stuff. And he has responded by, I think he handled everything last week, I mean, in a tremendous way, as far as using the criticism, the outside noise, as a positive. It seems like the Eagles definitely did that. And hey, the question was, what does he do? What does Nick do? He's not running the offense, not running the defense. What does he do? This is what he does, is keeping a team together in these tough moments. And I think he's pressed every right button from a motivational standpoint, from a game management standpoint, which is one of the things that we have questioned. And even if it's unconventional, and even if it's stuff that I kind of disagree with, because there was a 4th-and-2 yesterday where I think at the time, I believe this was when the Eagles were up 17-13. I think it was that first drive of the second half where they're facing a 4th-and-2 from around the Steelers 30, and Nick kicked the field goal. And that's a spot where I think you typically go for it. I wanted them to go for it at that point, 4th-and-2, up 4 points. But Nick kicked the field goal there. Now, part of it is you want to get that lead to 7, where even if Pittsburgh scores a touchdown, only ties the game, doesn't put you behind. But I think a lot of that as well was Nick trying to get Jake Elliott back out on the field. And another positive from yesterday, I know concerns coming in about Jake Elliott. 4-for-4 on kicks yesterday, made 5-for-5 on kicks, rather, made 3 extra points and 2 field goals in the game yesterday. So that's obviously a big deal and a massive positive for this team moving forward, is that hopefully you don't have to worry as much about the kicker anymore. But I think Nick did that in a lot of ways to, like, hey, I want Jake Elliott to see a ball go through. I want him to feel that confidence. Kick the field goal earlier. Extra points, you know, extra points are just a little different. They're kind of looked at as gimmies, but that's a spot where I think Nick typically will go for it, but I think that's knowing his players to a degree. And obviously, if you're not going to do it if it's not going to help you on the scoreboard. And it does, going from 4-7 is a big deal there, but I think that's normally a spot where Nick goes for it. I think a big part of why he didn't was to get Jake Elliott some confidence, get him in a rhythm. And I mean, that's important for a coach, is to know what buttons to push, know how to get your players kind of headed in the right direction. And just a theory, I don't know if that's 100% what it was, but that was one of my reads, is that, hey, I think he's doing this to kind of try to get Jake Elliott some confidence here, and kick the field goal. So I thought that was really interesting, and I think Nick Sirianni has done a tremendous job. And as I mentioned before, from a game management perspective, man, he outcoached Mike Tomlin yesterday. And I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. I have been for a long time. What the hell is Mike Tomlin doing? 4th-and-7 in the fourth quarter with 10.5 minutes left in the game. The Eagles are up 27-13. You're on the Eagles' side of the field. Not far over. You're around the Eagles. I think they're on the Eagles 47, something like that. It's a 4th-and-7. You're down 14 points with 10.5 minutes left. And they punt the football. They punt the football. They don't go for it in that spot. I could not believe that, man. That was astonishing to me. Because as an Eagles fan, I'm sitting there like, all right, this is great. Yeah, punt us the football. Let us run clock. Now, at that time, did I think the Eagles were going to run the last 10.5 minutes off the clock? No. I mean, that's almost impossible to do, to go 21 plays, because Steelers did pin the Eagles back, a personal foul on Jalen Carter, backed them up all the way down to the 2. But in the end, it kind of worked out for the Eagles. Obviously, you don't want personal foul penalties, but it allowed them the yardage where they could run out the clock. That was a tremendous drive, by the way. Jalen Hurts completing some big passes. The Eagles running the ball a little bit. Saquon got going a little bit on that drive after having a quiet game. But that was a terrible decision by Mike Tomlin. I mean, never punt the ball in that spot. If you don't get it, you give the ball near midfield. And hey, if the Eagles kick a field goal, you're down 17. It might be curtains at that point. But you got to punt it away and take the risk of not getting the ball back. was just insane. And I think when you look at a head coaching matchup down the line here, the Eagles have the advantage in a lot of these situations. I mean, you look at Dan Campbell, and I know people love to laud Dan Campbell and his, you know, look at the balls on this guy. Well, Dan Campbell yesterday, kicking an onside kick down 10 early in the fourth quarter was ridiculous. I mean, it basically gifted the Bills another touchdown. You're not going to get that onside kick anyway. Bills end up scoring a touchdown there, and that was a huge moment in the game. It was 38-28, I think. And I trust Nick Sirianni more than Dan Campbell. I think Dan Campbell, the decision he made last week against the Packers to go for a fourth down at the end of the game rather than kick a field goal with 30 seconds left just so he could run out the clock, I thought that was a bad decision. I think he got very fortunate that they got that fourth down, especially on that play where Goff fell down. But yeah, man, I thought Nick Sirianni coached a great game, outcoached Mike Tomlin yesterday. A tremendous win for the Eagles. I'll be back on WIP to talk about it on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So the schedule for this week, if you want to check me out on 94 WIP, Tuesday night, 7 to 10. Wednesday night, late night action, 10 to 2. And then Friday night, back on the evening show, 6 to 10 on Friday night. So three shows this week. We'll obviously get into a lot of Eagles as this team is rolling, man. And the one seed, a very real possibility now. I mean, with the Lions losing, the Eagles probably need to win out. And hey, if you beat Washington this week, you should win out. You got Dallas and Giants at home. Those should be two easy wins. This game this week, obviously, big in terms of you can clinch the division in Washington. But also, man, you can really get that one seed now. You just need the Lions to lose one more game. You need the Vikings to lose a game. Would be really beneficial for the Eagles if the Bears could help them out and beat Minnesota tonight. Excited to watch that one. But the Eagles are all of a sudden very much in the mix for that one seed. And if they get the one seed, I don't see anybody coming in here beating them. I think the bye week is more important, honestly, than playing at home. I think this team can go anywhere. I think they can beat anybody. But obviously, getting that one seed is a huge deal. Eagles very much in play for it now. But we'll talk about all of it this week on WIP. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you all Tuesday night. Thanks for listening. This has been Trash Talk with TK.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.